Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 4th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we're in the time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. The number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. And for the record, I tell you where the website's at, but you can get our email address over there, and you can also email me like this last week. I had a couple of people email me this last week, and they, while I suggest that if you want to talk to me and you can't get me on the phone, you send me an email. Well, with the email, includes your phone number in it. But anyway, these people sent me an email and asked me, had a prayer request, and they didn't really want a phone call, but I prayed for them. And folks, if you're listening tonight, I pray your situation is better. You can send me an update email and let me know if your situation is indeed better. And folks, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. And remember, folks, we are a national satellite radio program, so pray about supporting airtime because satellite airtime costs. And we are also then simulcast or simulcast, however you say it, on the Internet at the same time. And as most of you know, that makes us international. And, of course, as most of you know, the archives are there for you to get, which is at prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Both are real smartphone friendly, and if you go to prophecyhour.com, right over on the right there's a thing that says End Time Radio Archives, and that will take you to branch.podomatic.com. Over there at the End Time Radio Archives, they even have apps that you can download to your smartphone, as I hear nowadays that maybe 50% of the people out there listen off their smartphone. So we suggest that you listen in one of these manners. We also suggest that you challenge at least two or three other people to listen to these radio programs. Time is of the most importance. Anyway, speaking of time, it's basically going to be, well, starting Daddy's Day, I guess, is summertime, but it feels like it already. Point is during this summer, I've had some offers to go over and do some things on some other radio programs, which I will do, you know, as a guest. And already I do the news on one radio program that comes out of Dallas, Texas. I just want to make sure that you folks know, and by the way, hello to the folks that listen in Dallas and Plano, Texas, and down there. But I want you to make sure that don't get mixed up in if you send it, because sometimes that we ask for donations on other radio programs. Make sure that you go to our website and use the mailing address found at our website to send in donations for radio. Don't send them to another ministry. While you can, I suppose, and they'll forward them, it's much easier if you just send the donations directly to us, and you can find the address and a way to donate online or mailing address, all that at prophecyhour.com, or simply call me and ask me. Now I better quit talking, otherwise my guest is going to go to sleep over there waiting on me. So I'll say a prayer and I'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out there ears in which to understand the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, as this radio program came on, you heard the sound of trumpets. In the book of Revelation, there's seven trumpets announcing various, what I'll call, well, for lack of a better word, stages of the tribulation or different events that happen during the tribulation. Well, a lot of people out there around the world are hearing the trumpets, and a lot of people are passing it around the internet. And I did listen to them, and it does sound like trumpets, but are they real? Is it a hoax? Will we hear the sound of the trumpets of Revelation? To help answer this question, we brought on Pastor Carl Gallux. That's who's going to be talking with us in a minute, whenever I get done talking. Anyway, Pastor Carl wrote a very good article on this, but he's also written a recent book which he talks about the trumpets of Revelation. And if you don't know anything about the trumpets of Revelation, I strongly suggest you get his new book. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. He's been a talk show host since about 1987. He's also a best-selling author. Again, he's written three books. He used to be a decorated Florida law enforcement officer, so I guess don't everybody hang up now. No, I'm joking. We love him. Anyway, he's written three books now. They're really good books, and all of them have great impact. One of those is Rabbi Who Found Messiah, the story of Yitzhar Kaderi and his prophecies of the end time. Now, we've had Zev Porat, Rabbi Zev, on several times on this program, and we plan to have him again soon to talk about what's going on with the Kaderi revival that is going on because of this book, with the help of this book in Israel, where Jews are getting saved. And with Jews getting saved, to me, that is one of the signs of the end time, that I knew that it would have to go full circle, and then the Father's people would get saved in the end times. Anyway, also, he wrote another good book, which is called The Magic Man in the Sky. Now, this book you put on your coffee table, and you, especially if you have some non-Christian friends, people that don't believe in God or Jesus, and they pick up this book, and it will get them to asking questions and lead them to Yeshua. But it's a great book for everybody. Anyway, it's The Magic Man in the Sky, effectively defending the Christian faith. It's a great book. In his new, but he has a new book. That book is called Final Warning, and there's some really amazing facts, again, in that book. If you haven't read Final Warning, you should do it. So I'm going to quit running my mouth. I'm going to bring Carl on, and if he's still there or not asleep. Anyway, Carl, Pastor Carl Gallux, are you there with me?
Pastor Dan, listen, I would never sleep while you're talking. you have an anointing of the Lord. You're fascinating, and God bless you, and what a great friend you are. And I'm always overjoyed when I get the invitation to come on your show. So I'll sit here and as long as you want and wait till you give me an opportunity to say something. God bless you, brother.
Okay. I love you, brother, and I do really enjoy having you on. I feel relaxed when I have you on the radio program, and I don't get that with all of my guests, but I do indeed. Well, Carl, you know, we talked about, we did one program specifically, and you talked about, in fact, you went into the final trumpet. You might want to brush on this when we talk about this, but in Final Warning, you talked about the trumpets, but then I saw that article over there on WorldNet Daily where you talked about the trumpets blowing. Bring us into that. Bring the people into that. What is that? Yeah. Should they be listening to it?
Yeah. Let me. I'll help your audience understand what that article was about. Some of them probably have read it, and or when I start talking about it, they'll know because they've seen the videos or read the stories. But there'll be some in your audience that won't know. So let me just pretend like nobody knows what it's about. People are reporting around the world supposedly a phenomena that's referred to as sky trumpets. In other words, they're reporting and making videos of what appears to be, people standing around in parking lots or in places looking up into the sky and hearing these sounds of, they call them trumpets, but if you've ever seen the movie War of the Worlds or Clash of the Titans, those kinds of groaning, moaning sounds, metallic moaning, groaning sounds, coming from the heavens. And of course, you know, people, you know, that are in these videos, they're freaking out and saying, "Oh my gosh, what is that?" And acting as though they're scared, etc. Well, the thing is, there's a bunch of these videos up on YouTube, and these videos have been up for years. This phenomena has been being reported for, I don't know, Pastor Dan, I'm going to guess 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and in various places in the world, and But here's the deal. Several of these videos say, and I said this in my interview. Now you got to remember, I was a cop for 10 years, and I did criminal investigations as well, and so I come at things from a really investigative standpoint, an objective standpoint. If trumpets are blowing from the heavens, I want to know about it, Pastor Dan.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I wrote a book about the trumpets of Revelation. In fact, we're going to talk about biblical trumpets in a moment, but let me get back to this topic. So I was a little skeptical, and so I began watching these videos and then reading articles about it, et cetera, et cetera. And various scientists were called in to analyze these videos and what could these sounds be, what could these groanings, these metallic groanings that seemed to come from the earth or from the heavens, these loud things, what could they be? Well, first of all, a lot of these videos have since been proven to be hoaxes. Right? Well, how could it be a hoax? Well, it's easy to get 6 or 7 people in a parking lot and film them looking into the sky horrified and then go back and lay over. I do a lot of video work. It's easy to lay over any sound you want over a video, mm-hmm. and to produce a fake video, slap it up on YouTube, and get 1 million hits on it, and make a bunch of money off of it. And that's what a lot of people are doing, because people are fascinated by this, and people are so easily fooled, especially by supernatural signs and wonders, which is one of the prophecies in the scriptures about the last days, about the Antichrist will eventually come performing signs and wonders, and it says that even the elect would be deceived if it was possible. There'll be such a delusion that'll sweep the earth, and truth will be thrown to the ground. Well, a lot of these trumpet videos are examples of how easy that is to pull off. I mean, these things were put up on YouTube, and people went wild, and they started saying, "Oh, the end is near, the end is near." Well, I got news for you. The end is near. But these videos are not the evidence of it. I mean, Israel being returned to the land is evidence of it. ISIS in the Middle East is evidence of the end being near, etc. But these videos are not, because a lot of them were proven to be hoaxes. Now, here's the other thing. Now, I want your listeners to think for just a moment. Just use common sense like a cop would use. So you've got a video that's purported to have come out of Montreal, Canada, for example. We've got one out of Kiev. We've got one out of Detroit. We've got one out of Montreal. I mean, from all these big population centers. All right. Now, think about it, Pastor Dan. So groaning sounds, metallic trumpet sounds, were coming from the heavens over Montreal. I mean, there are millions of people that live there. Well, if that happened, can you imagine the panic that would ensue? Can you imagine the hundreds of thousands of people that would have heard it, that would have been screaming, that would have been freaking out? They would have been all over Facebook talking about it, saying, "Oh, my God, you're not going to believe what's happening in Montreal." Police cruisers would be up and down the highways, sirens blasting. Media would be in the streets with cameras. It would be all over the evening news. But instead, what we have is a video with 5 guys standing in a parking lot looking in the sky and saying, "Oh my gosh, look what's happening in Montreal." Well, I doubt it.
So, let me throw something in here. What amazes me about this is some of the people that have re-put it out, so to speak, you know, and then they talk about it, you know.
Yeah,
some of the fellows that I have seen do this, which I won't call anybody out by name, but it was people that, you know, before had put together trustworthy, I thought was trustworthy information. So my real thought on it is, folks, if you're seeing some of these being re-put out by somebody that you thought was trustworthy, and they're saying these are indeed trumpets, then wouldn't we then second guess, Carl, maybe some of the other things that they put out?
Well, yeah, you could. You could. But, yeah. And that's a good question, Pastor Dan. And I just urge people, look, be careful. Now, I want everybody to hear me first, because I do want to get to the biblical trumpets, because there will be trumpets heard from the heavens. Yeah. But here's the deal. Are we still together, Pastor Dan?
Yeah, we're still together. Okay,
good. There was a delay, and I thought maybe I had dropped the line there. Okay.
No, the delay is because we're using Skype, and, you know, it happened.
Okay.
So I'm still here.
Okay, good deal. As long as you're still there, brother, as long as I'm still here, we might just be talking to each other, but, you know. No, I know you got a ton of listeners. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't drop off the air all of a sudden.
Let me tell you, if you dropped off the air, Frank, our producer, would be, you'd be getting a phone call real quick and say, hey, let's reconnect or something. But,
yeah, I hear you. I know.
We're still here. And, yeah, we do have a lot of people listening to us on our wonderful conversation. Anyway, back to you.
Thank you. Okay, you're so gracious. Well, so the other thing I tell people is, look, you know, the scientists who have looked at these, I mean, some of them said, look, this is fake, and but others of them said, and there are some videos that seem to be a little more credible in that it's in larger population centers. You appear to see more people kind of looking up, but again, I mean, let me tell you, it would take a little bit, but I could get a video camera and go in a city near an airport and get the reaction of people looking up in the sky as a big jet's coming over and just dub that sound out and dub another sound in and have a bunch of people looking up into the sky. I mean, you just have to be careful. Just because you see it with your eyes on a video doesn't mean it's real, folks. Please be careful. But some scientists have said, look, if there are sounds like this coming, there might be some scientific explanations. Maybe tectonic plate movement, maybe solar flare movement, you know, messing with the sound waves in the air. Listen, I'm not a scientist. I can't explain it nearly as well as these scientists did. I quoted some of them in that article where I was interviewed on WND. But the bottom line is, while there may be some legitimate groaning metallic sounds that can come from the earth or from the sky in a solar flare incident, most of these videos are fake. They're just fake. Now let's talk about biblical trumpets. Well, the first biblical trumpet that's actually heard from the heavens, it happens to be the first biblical trumpet in the Bible, and it's in Exodus chapter 19, when the people of God have come out of Egypt, over a million of them, maybe a couple of million total. They're standing at the foot of Mount Sinai, and God is going to come down on Sinai, and he's going to cover it. It's going to be covered in the Shekinah glory and smoke and fire. Moses is going to eventually go up the mountain. God's going to speak some of the Ten Commandments. The people are going to hear him speak. But preceding God's appearance to the people, there is a sound of a trumpet blast from heaven. And the Bible says it grew louder and louder and louder. And the Bible says the people freaked out. In fact, you can read about that again in the book of Hebrews. I think it's around chapter 9 where that whole account is reaccounted in the book of Hebrews. Let me turn my cell phone off. I just heard it ringing here, and I sure don't want that to ring while we're talking. So there is a biblical incident of a real trumpet being heard from heaven, but it was heard by millions of people who freaked out when they heard it because it was real. It was God's voice, if you will. It was the trumpet sound of God. Now, as you go through the scriptures, I can be corrected on this, Pastor Dan, but I don't think there's another instance of a trumpet sound audibly heard from heaven that other people heard like that. However, when you get to the book of Matthew in chapter 24, Jesus prophesied and said that in the very last days that the Son of Man will send his angels and will gather his elect from the four winds or the four corners of the earth, and he will do it at the sound of a loud trumpet. So Jesus proclaims that there will be, if I'm reading it correctly, if you read it literally, that gathering together of God's people in the last days, right before the coming of the Son of Man, will be preceded by a blast from heaven that will be that heavenly trumpet that I think will be very similar to what the people heard at Sinai. So now when you get to Revelation and you deal with the seven trumpets of Revelation, which is what my book deals with, those trumpets are not presented. They don't even seem to be meant to be taken as literal sounds from the heavens as much as they are harbingers of something that's going to happen in the last days, warnings, and they're spoken of as trumpets as the angels blow them in heaven to announce the next warning from heaven that is coming. And the warning from heaven is not the sound of a trumpet. The warning from heaven is the event itself that the trumpet represents. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Not saying that we couldn't hear them, but to me, it doesn't look like that, you know.
Right. Not saying that it's not a literal trumpet sound from heaven, but I am saying that that's not how they're presented. They're presented symbolically as the announcement of the harbinger that is to come, the warning, the real warning, which is an event, and that event is not symbolic. That's something that's really going to happen, and that's a warning to the earth that you better get right because the Lord's on his way. And so the seven trumpets of Revelation, I don't think, are meant to be taken. Because, see, some people are saying, well, since we've got the videos and we hear these trumpet sounds all over the world, you know, that's biblical proof that the Lord's getting ready to come back. And again, I say, the Lord is getting ready to come back, but videos on YouTube are not the biblical proof.
Yeah, amen. It's amazing how they don't. It shows how far away we've gotten in a generation or a couple of generations of people that have, you know, simply not reading their Bible, because then they would be able to discern the times and the seasons, would they not?
Right. Oh, I agree. And that's one of the greatest problems we have in the church today, I'm convinced. And I didn't realize how huge it was until I wrote this book. And a lot of people, millions of people around the world, have seen and have been looking at the same things that I outline in this book and that I investigate. But
let me jump in here, because we're going to have to go to a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about that book and who knows where we'll go. But give your website, please, and then we'll go to break.
Thank you. My website is carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com.
Well, folks, go over there and have a look. There's all kinds of videos and all kinds of links to things. And so go over there and have a look at his website. You can do it while we're on break, or do it later if you're listening to this in radio archives. But we'll be back with more with Carl in about 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from ABR. The ABR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, this is the time that I ask you to pray about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And I just want to say, after the last couple of programs last week, we got some new donations, and a couple of them I know one of them for sure came from Wichita. And I want to tell that man, if he's listening tonight, that was a real blessing, and we appreciate it. Also to all the other people that donate for these people. Here comes our wonderful train, as you can hear it in the background. Anyway, they got a louder horn, folks. There's nothing I can do about it. They got a louder horn. What can I say? My house isn't soundproof. Anyway, moving right along with that. Anyway, so... You know what I think? I have to say this. I was talking on a program earlier today because I was doing a news thing, and it came on, and Stan, who I do the news with, he pointed out, he said, "Boy, that noise, that the horn is just so much louder," and it has been the last couple of weeks. Well, I figured it out. I know why the horn's louder after all these years. It got a whole bunch louder. Is after this train wreck, you know, my thought is maybe the federal government gave the train company some new money, you know, and instead of spending it on air brakes and stuff like that or warnings, they gave them louder horns. What do you think? Is that what the government would do? Anyway, moving right along, we do need your help, though, for the Wichita Mission Church. It's summertime, and we always hit a summer slump because a lot of people aren't listening on radio because they go off to vacations and different things. And radio is where the money comes to take care of these people. Now, these people aren't just a whole bunch of people that push around baskets, while some of them do. These people are, most of them, unless you know them and you see them walking down the street, you can't tell that they're homeless. They keep themselves clean and everything. They're looking for jobs, looking for work. You know, these are victims of this last economic crunch that we're still in. And even some of them, that come over for help, they do have roofs over their head, but they're barely able to make it on the part-time work out there that they're able to get because of Obamacare. And so they need our help, and we need your help to provide for these people that the Father sends us. I do appreciate Wichita, and you know, while Wichita is becoming one of my largest group of listeners, I pray that you folks over there would donate to support what we're doing in your city. After all, I don't even live in your city. I travel 60 miles over there to do the work that the Father kept me up all night to do and would not let me rest, so I promised that I would start taking care of the people. Folks, that's been 15 years ago. We started our 16th year this month. This is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the very last hope for so many, and folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find this information at prophecyhour.com or simply call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And now we're back with our guest, Pastor Carl Gallups, and he's talking about biblical trumpets and, in turn, talking about his book, Final Warning. Are you still with me, Carl?
I am, Pastor Dan, and I've got to tell you, brother, that was not a train. That was a trumpet from heaven you heard.
Maybe I should tape. No comment. Maybe I should tape it and put it on the news.
Yes, you need to do a YouTube video. And the thing is, that's why it gets louder and louder. Because it's a trumpet from heaven. It's like Acts 19. Don't you know you could make $1 million off that, brother?
Except that I'm not that kind of person, amen.
Yeah, well, me either.
But it has gotten louder. It really has gotten louder. You know, while you can always hear it on the program, it's lower. But, I mean, about 2 weeks ago, it just, and it's blocks away. I mean, it's not like it's in my backyard. But, you know, it sounds like it. Now it's in my backyard, and I can't do anything about it. I'm in a house all by myself that we use for radio, and I don't know. It's just, there it is.
Well, I just thought it was amazing that you were complaining about loud sounds coming from the heavens. In light of this conversation, I said, it has to be a trumpet blast. Do you want me to pick up where we left off?
Do so while I gain my composure back.
I was going to say, do you need to step away from the microphone for a minute, brother?
Well, no, just moving right along.
Okay. You had mentioned right before we went to break about the last days and about the trouble that a lot of people, Christians, and we're not, you know, judging Christians. We're just making an observation that a lot of Christians are having some trouble discerning things in these last days. They don't know the Word like they should, and they don't measure things against the contextual Word of God. Rather, they run around after teachers to get their ears itched, you know, and just like the Bible prophesied, and they don't know the Word. So I was making the point that I have really discovered this in a very personal way by the release of this last book. Now, God has blessed. This book has gone all over the world. It's being used in the underground church in China. It was ranked number 60 on Amazon out of all 17 million books, number 60. It was in the top 100 for days. It ran out. It was out of stock on Amazon for 4.5 weeks. It's gone into its third printing. I mean, God is blessing it. People are eating it up like a bag of potato chips. But And I'm going to explain to your audience how it's written so they'll know that I'm being objective about it. But here's the reactions I've gotten. First of all, as I said, there are millions of people around the world that have been seeing and speculating and thinking about the same things that I presented in my book. So they're writing me and saying, hey, thank you for putting this in writing. Thank you for resourcing and referencing this. This is what I've been trying to tell people for years, and thank you for putting it in a book. Well, praise God for that. And I've gotten another group of people who have written and said, you know what? I've learned a lot from this book. My pastor never preaches on prophecy. My pastor never preaches on the book of Revelation. My pastor never even talks about the prophetic times in which we're living. Well, that's terrible. I mean, what a disservice to God's people. What a disservice to the church. Because if we don't examine those things, then we won't be able to discern the times in which we're living, and we can easily be fooled, like people are being fooled on the internet looking at these trumpet videos, so to speak. And but then there's a third group.
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, this group are those who hold to a certain interpretation of eschatology, and they're dogmatic about it. And listen, I say all the time, I pray they're right. I'm not making fun. I'm not being pejorative. But I just don't see it in the scriptures, and millions of others like me don't see it in the scriptures, and for 1800 years, conservative Christian scholars didn't see it in the scriptures. The early church fathers didn't see it in the scriptures, but this group's been around for about 150 years, and they have spread this understanding of how it's all going to come out in the end. And they hate my book, and they hate me because I have dared to suggest that we might be living not only in the very last days before the return of the Lord, but in the trumpet days of Revelation. And so, but now here's the thing. I'm not upset with them that they have a different view, because I don't claim to have all knowledge. I'm very careful with that in my book. And I try to be present it very humbly and very objectively. I've done this all of my ministry. I've been in the ministry 30 years. I'm 60 years old. I'm not a young whippersnapper. I've really been careful over the years. I don't walk the fence. I'm passionate, but I say, but look, I'm going to show you what I think I see. Now, I could be wrong. I don't want to make the mistakes the Pharisees made. I've used this illustration before, Pastor Dan, and Jesus was standing right in front of the Pharisees.
Right.
And he was performing miracles, signs, and wonders that no man had ever done. He was fulfilling dozens of scripture prophecies about the Messiah. He was standing right in front of them, and he said, you know, you can look in the heavens and tell what the weather is, but you can't even look at the signs that are around you and know the days in which you're living. And those Pharisees had their own little brand of eschatology. They had a little boxed-in view of how the Messiah was going to come and when he would come and what would happen at his coming and what he would look like and what he would do. And they looked at Jesus and called him a heretic. And in the name of God, they nailed the Son of God to a cross right outside the temple of God in the city of God, thinking they were doing God a favor.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Pastor Dan, that's what terrifies me more than anything about these people that... I don't care if they attack my book. It's not about my book, but it's like, okay, I'm presenting what millions of people for 1,800 years have seen around the world, and then, of course, these biblical speculations of historical events that might be fitting modern-day prophecy as fulfilled in the trumpets, and they go apoplectic, and they declare me to be a heretic, when even in my book I don't say dogmatically that this is that. I just present the evidence, and I present what the Bible said, and then I say, could this be? But the thing is, Pastor Dan, it upsets their apple cart because so many of them earn their... Now watch, I'm going to say this, it's going to sound a little rough, but this is what I've come to understand. They earn their living off of trumpet videos on YouTube. I mean, you know, they earn their living off of this spectacular stuff, having people convinced that, you know, look, don't worry, you're going to be gone before anything bad happens. And people gather around and they buy the books and the movies and the, you know, and they're making their living. And then along comes somebody like me and you, and we say, well, folks, back back up now, back up. Take a look at what's happening in the world. Take a look at what the Scripture says in context. Could it be that we've missed a few things? And then this third group, they just go out of their minds. Now, I've had people build websites.
It's kind of like this. You're hit. Look, if with you telling them something that's reasonable, not I'm avoiding saying absolute truth because you and I both know, like you said,
that's
we see through a glass darkly. We don't know for sure, but you're giving them more biblical truth in that book than they've gotten on all the internet in ages, probably. Point being is this: so you're hitting people. You're upsetting the money tables is what you're doing. You're going in with a whip and you're upsetting the money tables where these people, you're hitting them right where it hurts. They got to get, they say what they can. They would slander you what they can. And to do that, to shut you up because you're right. They make money off those videos because folks, whether you know it or not, when they hit millions of looks like that, they get paid. They get paid by Google for those clicks. You know what I'm saying, Carl?
Yeah. No, they do. No, you're right. And the point that I make to folks about this book is, look, this book is the result of 25 years of my teaching and preaching on this topic. This is not something I pulled out of my back pocket. This is not some new truth that I've discovered or that I'm teaching. I'm not the only one in the world that sees. I've got one guy out there writing saying, you know, Gallup is the only one in the world that sees this. That's not true.
That's
just an absolute falsehood. You know, millions of people saw this stuff before I ever wrote a book.
Right.
In fact, the way I started thinking about it was reading what other people were writing and what they were speculating. And once I started watching it and thinking about it, I said, oh, my gosh, there may be something to this. So for 25 years, I've been following and studying and resourcing and using my cop brain to throw out the bad and keep the good and look at things and make some speculations and put it in a book. And I said, look, folks, I'm not dogmatic, but here's some things. Take a look at it. Here's what National Geographic says. Here's what Harvard University Persian Language Study says. Here's what PBS said. Here's what the New York Times said. Here's what the Bible says. Here's what government military sites say. And here's some words in the Bible that match right up with these events, these historical events, strikingly so. And could it be that we're looking at prophecy unfolding before our eyes? Could it be? That's all I do with this book. And again, I've got this third group that's just out to take my scalp.
Well, yeah, amen. But, you know, those I'll call them wild Indians for lack of a better word. Not to down any Indians. I mean, you know, nowadays, you know, we are such in a world of politically correctness, it's hard to say any, you know what I'm saying?
I don't worry. Yeah, here's my rule on that. I don't worry about political correctness. I just try to be polite, you know. I don't use ugly words when I talk about people, but I don't worry about political correctness. I don't use the word gay. I use the word homosexual. I don't call Bruce Jenner Caitlyn Jenner. I call him Bruce. He is not a woman, for example. And so, yeah, I don't worry about it. I often refer to Indians or American Indians,
Well, you opened a can of worms there. I would like your opinion. What do you think about this Bruce thing and all the men being as women if they want and the bathrooms open? I mean, aren't we seeing something happening in the world that should be here at the end times?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, listen, Jesus said, now listen, this answer to your question has multiple veins. You can imagine I'm a preacher, so I have at least 3 points, right?
Right.
Yeah. And a poem, if you want me to, you know. 3 points in a poem. I mean, you know, I'm a Baptist preacher.
Amen.
No, but listen, this is not a one-pony answer. Yes, Jesus said in Luke 17, he said, look, just before the coming of the Son of Man, he said, it's going to be just like the days of Noah, and he said, it's going to be just like the days of Lot. And what were the days of Noah? Well, we could talk about this for hours, but very quickly and simply, Jesus said, well, here's one of the things. They'd be eating and drinking and giving in marriage right up to the day the flood comes. In other words, it's going to get so wicked that the wicked people won't even know they're being wicked. They're just going to go on with life, and they're going to call it normal. And that's what the days of Noah was marked by. And then he said it's going to be also just like the days of Lot. Well, what was the days of Lot? Well, sexual perversion was the game of the day, and it was embraced by the culture to the point that that men of the city were wanting to have sex with these newcomers that came to Sodom and Gomorrah. We find out that they're actually supernatural angelic beings. I don't know that the men of the city knew that. It's just that they were so perfect, they were so beautiful, they were so good looking, that the men of the city wanted to have sex with them.
Yeah, it was absolutely
just so wicked. And of course, we know what happened in both cases. God rescued his children in the ark. He took Noah and his family and raptured them out before he poured out his wrath. And with Lot, he took Lot, he sent angels and raptured them out, if you will, before he poured out his wrath. So, but Jesus said, it's going to be like that. And look, this spirit is sweeping the world, Pastor Dan. This Sodom and Gomorrah spirit. I went to Google the other day on Google Images. I was going to pull a few images of some transsexual parades in America because I was getting ready to make a video about all of this. And I thought, when I first clicked on it, I thought, well, you know, they probably haven't been very many transsexual parades. I mean, there's been homosexual parades and stuff, but, you know, pure parades celebrating transsexual. I said, I'm probably not going to find any good pictures. Brother, there have been transsexual parades all over the world. And I mean, there are scores and scores and scores of filth and perversion and pictures and parades, and it's all about transsexualism all over the world, country after country after country. I said, when I saw that, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, just like the days of Lot. It's flooding the world, Pastor Dan. So now, what do we have with Bruce Jenner, who used to be the epitome of maleness in the United States, a decathlon winner, an athlete of athletes, a man among men, who now says, I really was a woman all along. Excuse me, your birth certificate says you're a man. Your plumbing says you're a man. Your body says you're a man. Everything about you says you're a man. Your past, your entire history says you're a man. The only thing that says you're a woman is you, right now, at the age of 65 years old, going through all kinds of crises, and you want us to call you a woman? You want us to call you Caitlin? I'm sorry, but that's a mental disorder, Brother Dan, and it's spiritual. And listen, I'm a pastor. I don't want people thinking I'm being ugly. I'm a pastor. I love people. I minister. I minister and have ministered to homosexuals, to transsexuals. I dealt with transsexuals when I was in law enforcement. I was served in a couple of cities where they had transsexual bars and strip joints, and we were assigned to protect them. I got to know some of them personally. I had to actually protect them coming and going from these establishments. Then I've been in ministry for 30 years. I've ministered to people and their families in these cases. I am not a hater. I mean, I love people. And I minister to people, and I protect people with a badge and a gun when I was a cop, and now with the Word of God, a sword of the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
But I also know that word, and the Bible says this is a perversion, and the Bible says it is going to be a last days perversion that's going to sweep the world. And now we have mainstream media, even Fox News, celebrating what Bruce Jenner has done and calling him courageous. And I want to tell your audience this. They can find this on my website, carlgalvis.com, because what I'm going to say is going to blow them away, and they're going to want proof of it. So go to carlgalvis.com, right in the middle of the page, about halfway down, you'll see a link. You can't miss it on the right-hand side, and it says, renowned doctor says transgenderism is a mental disorder. Now, I want to tell you very quickly who he is and what he says.
Yeah, his name that comes from the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, yes. His name is Dr. Paul McHugh, M-C-H-U-G-H. He was the head of psychiatry for John Hopkins University Hospital for years. And he said that John Hopkins University pioneered sex change surgery because they could do it. They had the technology. They had the brilliant minds that could make all of this work. And people were, you know, struggling with that back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And so they started experimenting with these surgeries and started performing the surgeries. But Dr. McHugh was one of the psychologists and doctors at John Hopkins who was able to finally get that entire program stopped. John Hopkins University does not do sex change surgeries anymore. Why? because over the decades they discovered that it was having devastating psychological effects upon the patients. And he even quotes one study that was culminated in 2011. This one came out of Sweden, where they followed 330 people for 30 years, and they discovered that practically every one of them had deep emotional, psychological problems, and that they were 20 times more susceptible to commit suicide than the general population. And so John Hopkins said, this is a mental disorder. This is terrible. We are not going to do this to people anymore. Now, that's the professional world. That's not a crazy Baptist preacher on the internet. That's me telling your listeners, go read the article. I mean, these are professionals. These are doctors and psychologists and hospitals. These are the pioneers of this stuff saying, this is bad stuff. We don't even do it anymore. And so I'm saying, Bruce Jenner, I hurt for him. I'm not making fun of him. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not hating on him. My heart is sickened and saddened when I see the pictures of him posing in women's underwear on a magazine, which, by the way, is called, ironically, Vanity Fair. And I mean, really? Here we are in the last days, and the Sodom and Gomorrah spirit is sweeping the world, and now Bruce Jenner, who used to be man of man's out of America, gold medal decathlon winner, can't be any more manly than that, he's now presented to the world as the epitome of this ungodly,
absolutely,
unbelievable twist of sexuality.
Well, you know, one thing, real quick, because we haven't got a lot of time left, one thing I noticed, and I don't do a lot of Facebook, I use it to post my radio programs on, and once in a while I glance on it, and I don't put really any private information on it, but having said that, I'm noticing some of these people that are my friends, and they're posting pictures of, you know, that Vanity Fair picture, and, you know, most of the people, you know, are giving good, you know, oh, good for him, and things like that. Really, that just shows you how far along we are, Carl. It really does.
So,
brother, why don't you give your website again? And really, we got to get out of here. And final word, I'll give you a minute.
I know. Yeah, my website is carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com. And I want your listeners to know, listen, I stand on the Word of God. I stand with Jesus Christ. But the desire of my heart is to advance the kingdom of God and to minister the truth of God's Word to people. I'm a pastor with a pastor's heart. But I also call things like they are, according to the Word of God.
Amen. And that's why I have you on. Well, thanks for being on with me, Carl. I really enjoy it.
Thanks.
We'll do it again. You be blessed, brother. Bye-bye.
You too. My pleasure. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Well, folks, that was Pastor Carl Gallops. I really like having him on. He's a cheerful guy. And I don't know, and, you know, I've never met him in person, but we always seem to be able to relax with him, and I really enjoy that. And I know that's the spirit of the Father. And so that way, you know that when we have a radio program, you know, this is a conversation. You know, it isn't as much as an interview as I have a conversation with these folks. And, you know, you hear the truth coming from us. We're not trying to lie to you. This is the truth as we know it to be the truth. And if we say we don't know it's the truth, we'll tell you that. I mean, that's the way it is. Anyway, I want you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. You folks over there in Wichita, if you want to bring by some clothing or you want to bring some eggs, we can always use eggs. We serve egg sandwiches from 1 to 3. Bring by some eggs. Or you want to make a donation, you can do it online or mail a check or money order. And you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. But folks, really remember, you need to pray for those people, but again, that is an abomination, you know, and you shouldn't say good for them when you see their picture on Facebook. You should stand up and say, well, we need to pray for this person, you know, because even John Hopkins says it's a mental illness. And so who are we to argue with them, right? Okay. But anyway, point being is you need to pray for them, not go along with it or avoid making a comment. Make a comment, make it out of love, but You need to make a statement, because that's the problem. Christians have been taught not to stand up for their faith. You need to stand up for your faith. I got to get out of here. Remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's the only sign given. It's the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. That's his sign. He said so. Anyway, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for Messiah's branch. And I got to get out of here. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.